early today. Portland makes a good play. We're not really warm. We're not really moving fast on offense, and we got to be moving full speed as soon as practice starts. So, you know, I brain farted on the 1-on-7-on-7. Just it's a combination of a bunch of stuff. Some throws we're just trying to make in practice to see if it's something we want to move with on during the season. We have other answers on the plays, but the coaching staff wants to take a look at some throws against different coverages and see if we can complete them. And you know, I think we've come to the conclusion that we're going to move on to another route.
How difficult is Courtney Finnegan to play against? Obviously, you got Grimes on one side, and now Finnegan. What have you seen from him so far?
He's a veteran player. He learns fast. You know, you complete a route on him in formation, you line up in the formation again, and he knows what to expect. So you may get him once, but he files that away, and if you show it again, he's ready to jump in and make a play on it.
Ryan, we haven't talked to you since you've seen film on the scrimmage Saturday. I'm assuming you guys watched film, but offense was very strong. The offense was very strong that day. Did you see anything on film that we didn't talk about after the scrimmage?
I thought we hit most of it, but a lot of guys played well. Obviously, we can improve some different areas. I think our tempo can still improve. We had some communication issues with the headsets, but once we get that straightened out at the stadium, and we should be able to get the plays in quicker, break the huddle quicker, get to the line, and play faster all around. I thought we ran the ball well. The offensive line did a good job keeping me pressure-free, giving me time to make the throws, and guys were getting open downfield.
Ryan, we're just jumping in here, but obviously you want to get off to a good start this preseason, but for a lot of the young guys, it's about getting noticed. How do you treat your series or two or whatever it'll be in this first preseason game? Your mindset for that?
Score. I mean, that's our whole goal as an offense. You know, if we're out on the field, we want to score points. And, you know, it's live football. It's a preseason game, and, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But it matters to us. You know, what we put on tape, what we go out there and show, that represents what kind of team we are and who we are as players. So we want to play well.
You were in the last offense 4 or 5 years, and even your rookie year here, you were showing veterans, you know, what to do and helping them out. How long did it take you for it to become instinctive for you? The second, you know, like you almost knew it by heart.
This offense?
The other
offense? Yeah. It takes a couple years to without even having a second of hesitation. You know, I'm starting to get with it on a lot of our plays in this offense. But we just finished our install today, so our last install. So, you know, it's going to be a few weeks at least before those plays are secondhand. You know, obviously we're spending a little bit more time than in college studying and watching tape. So it should happen a lot faster. But like I said, we just finished install today, and it'll be a couple of weeks probably before it's all second nature.
Do you recognize yourself even sometimes not reacting as quickly as you will, you know?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, I had a couple plays today where, you know, reacted just a half second late, and as soon as it was over, I knew, you know. You don't even have to get coached up, you know. And, you know, I can think back to the first couple practices where I had those situations. Those plays came up again, and it didn't happen again. And so now these new plays that we're going over, you know, same thing. It won't happen again.
In terms of Charles Clay's development, what have you seen from him from the point you got here to where he is now? What's the difference in his game?
He's an all-around player. You know, I didn't know much about him when I got here. My first year, we didn't really utilize him for his athleticism and the playmaker he is. And we started last year, you know, we got to see matching him up against safeties, against linebackers, singling him up. We like that matchup. You know, we feel like he's going to win any one-on-one matchup with a linebacker or safety, and sometimes corners. You know, we threw a couple touchdowns to him versus corners last year. So he's a hard-working guy. He gets better every day. Obviously, he's hurt right now, but he's a fun guy to play with.
In terms of the development that you've seen from him, is his route running better? Why is he hitting more separation?
Well, I think he's more in tune with how he's running his routes. His routes running are better. He uses his body well. You know, he's a big physical guy that moves like a receiver. So it's a tough matchup for defenders, and he wants to be good. I think that's the biggest key, is he's constantly trying to be better. You know, I saw that when I came in, but he was playing mostly fullback that year. You know, so he wasn't really like getting out on the outside and making plays downfield. And now that we moved him outside, that's his art. That's what he's working at to get better, and he is.
Were you surprised when you saw him as a top 100 player?
No, not at all. I'm excited to play with him. You know, like I said, he's a fun guy to play with. He wants to be great. He listens to anything you tell him, and he does it to the best of his ability. And at the end of the day, he makes plays on Sunday.
I'm not sure if you addressed it already, but do you expect, because it's a new offense and everything, do you expect the first team to be out there a little more than a typical first preseason game?
I don't know what to expect going in. Coach Phil going to make that call, but you know, however much time he gets me, then in the first team, then that's what we're going to do.
Would you like the extra work?
I'll get whatever he gives me.